Next patient is Carol Lofton. This is a consultation requested by Dr. Son, reason for consultation, supraventricular tachycardia, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. This patient is a 74-year-old female with the supraventricular tachycardia, period of patient with supraventricular tachycardia for the last 3 years, period of patient went to emergency room multiple times and adenosine terminated tachycardia, period. At one time, adenosine failed to terminate it. Supraventricular tachycardia patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation, period. Patient is complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, and eosyncope associated with supraventricular tachycardia, period. Current medication, losartan, aspirin, metoprolol, hydrochlorothiazide, gabapentin, pantoprazole, ferrosulfate, atorvastatin, and multivitamins, period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, dinner and recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, on examination, blood pressure, 130 over 80, pulse is 70, respiration 16, weight is 184 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 hour, 6 systolic murmur, head of the left sternum, border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal, active, ball sound, estimated, no edema. Quick emission number 1, supraventricular tachycardia. Recommendation, patient failed medical therapy, patient has a recurrence of supraventricular tachycardia, which required electrical cardioversion as well as adenosine infusion for termination period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for supraventricular tachycardia. Procedures can be benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, heart block, which may require pacemaker implantation period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sam Bond, Dr. Charlie Son.